I'm Ed Rose, and this is a special edition of Citizen Kane. Today's program, available only on 101.7 WXZY Radio, is about a longtime fan of the Kane Wolves, Lenny Cribbs. This gentle giant from Sargent is as passionate and loyal as any sports fan you'll find anywhere, and he has overcome more than his share of life's challenges along the way. The man bleeds red and blue, says fellow Kane loyalist and friend Matt Gailey. When the high school band plays the alma mater before football games, Lenny is always the first and loudest to stomp his feet on the bleachers and holler, "Let's go, Wolves!" Always grinning ear to ear, every game is a new challenge to Lenny and an important victory to be won. For decades, Lenny Cribbs has been a teammate, royal rooter, and coach rolled all into one. Gailey says he's always found Lenny's enthusiasm to be infectious and has enjoyed driving him to games. His outlook on life is so joyous. It has always been my pleasure to be at the games with Lenny. He celebrates the victories and gets everyone fired up. And when the Wolves fall, he coaches up the younger fans with a serious tone and implores the team to do better next time. As Matt Gailey suggests, Lenny's passion is surely not limited to sports. Now 67 years old, Lenny is so happy to be back in Kane now, living at the Lutheran home. His road ahead is more difficult than in the past, as he needs physical therapy and hopes to get safely out of his wheelchair and back on his feet. When his mother passed away in 2007, Lenny moved to a group home in Bradford and never missed a football or basketball game thanks to the live broadcasts on WXZY Radio. Frequently, Tom Dalton, former Kane teacher, coach, and star athlete, had the joy of driving Lenny to Kane so he could be there in person, always so full of excitement. Lenny's story is particularly heartwarming because he has had so many friends who have mentored him along the way. Along with Gailey and Dalton, coaches Dick Buckley, Tom Finney-Frock, Ron Haight, and Pastor Rod Smith, among many others, kept an honored place on the Kane Wolves bench for Lenny as he served as team manager for more than 25 years. When his mother Doris died in 2007, Pastor Rod arranged for his entire basketball squad to visit the funeral home as a show of support for Lenny. In his younger years, Lenny honed his competitive instincts, winning many medals in the Special Olympics. In 1974, he placed first in the 50-yard dash and softball throw. And he was a fierce rebounder, using his ample 6'3" frame to box out and lay in easy shots in intramural basketball. Whatever the endeavor, Lenny wanted to win. Whether it was catching a record brown trout in Wilson Run, the small stream near his home, or bowling strikes at Rose Bowl lanes, he played to win. For many years, his ability to rile up the fans and players was almost like a secret weapon on the Kane Wolves bench. Lenny always donned a tie and frequently had a towel over his shoulder and a water bottle in his hand to hand off to players during timeouts. On December 1, 1975, the Kane Wolves, led by sharpshooting Dick Kearney, demolished East Forest by the score of 102-47. When the Wolves topped the century mark in the waning moments of the game, Lenny fairly jumped out of his Chuck Taylor basketball shoes. For weeks afterwards, Lenny would shout 102-47 at the top of his lungs. On the bench or on the team bus or in the locker room, he would lead a raucous cheer. Lenny's sister-in-law, Deborah Cribbs, who is married to his brother Ron, is a former teacher now living in Naples, Florida. She is a steady source of encouragement for Lenny, and in 2017 she invited him to speak to her high school class and share his unique insights about his disability. According to Deborah, he took his place at the head of the class without being directed and introduced himself. With the poise of a seasoned public speaker, he explained a bit about how he came to be the man he is today. Sharing his deepest feelings, he said, "I've had a good life, and if any of you have a baby like me someday, it will be all right. What a blessing it is for the holiday season to know Lenny is back in Kane again. That's all for now, friends. Thanks for listening. Here's wishing there is snow on the hilltop and chocolate in your Christmas stocking. All the best for 2022.